The importance of consecration, transforming objects into spiritual catalysts. The idea of consecration involves spiritual masters spending a lot of time turning ordinary objects into something special through religious or spiritual rituals. While this might seem odd or mysterious to some people, it's a practice that has deep spiritual significance. Now, you might wonder why spiritual masters, individuals often venerated for their wisdom and insight, would invest copious amounts of time in the consecration of objects. After all, wouldn't a simple transaction suffice? A product is bought, a need is fulfilled. Yet this perspective overlooks the sanctified lineage of ancient wisdom, a lineage that comprehends reality as a web of interconnected energies. Picture an object, a rudimentary element in our physical world, as a focal point for converging forces, magnetic fields, vibrational frequencies, and the more subtle yet potent energy of intention and thought. It is believed that through the ritualistic act of consecration, these energies are not merely collected but are purposefully harmonized, sculpted even, to create an object that radiates a defined frequency of vibration. It's like composing a song, each note carefully chosen to convey a particular emotional experience to the listener. Consider the phenomenon of water's molecular structure changing when exposed to positive or negative thoughts. If the energy of mere thought can influence the molecular structure of water, how much more potent could the intentional, concentrated energy channeled into an object be? The ancient civilizations were well aware of this aspect of reality. Through a combination of precisely crafted rites and genuine spiritual concentration, an object could be so deeply instilled with these energies that it essentially transcends its basic material form. This process is a form of spiritual alchemy, transmuting base matter into a higher vibrational state. The potency of a consecrated object is often directly related to the duration and depth of the consecration process. Some objects undergo brief, yet intense, rituals that span only a few minutes but involve profound concentration. Others are subjected to elaborate ceremonies that may take years to complete, absorbing daily blessings and accumulating layers upon layers of powerful energies. The resultant object is not just a mere object, it becomes a reservoir of potent vibrational forces. Receptivity to these energies plays a crucial role. It's akin to tuning a radio to the right frequency to catch a specific station. The energies are already there, vibrating and pulsating, waiting for the right conduit. The moment your thoughts align, the moment you become truly receptive, you resonate at the same frequency as the consecrated object. And in that harmonious vibrational union, one may find spiritual solace, emotional balance, or even physical well-being. But why would spiritual masters invest so much into this process? The reason is perhaps more straightforward than you might expect: compassion. Spiritual masters understand that while they cannot reach everyone physically or emotionally, they can extend their blessings and insights into these objects, making them available to anyone open enough to receive them. Therefore, when you contemplate the idea of consecrated versus non-consecrated objects, ponder upon the depth of ancient wisdom that upholds the process. Think about the mesh of energies that intricately connect our world and consider the spiritual implication of possessing an object that serves as a direct line to the divine. So next time you encounter a consecrated object, be it a statue, a pendant, or even a humble stone, pause and give thought to the reservoir of energies it holds. The tireless hours of spiritual labor that went into its creation, and the compassionate intention behind its existence. You may discover that what you once considered mere things can actually be vessels of the very essence of spirituality. The impact of spiritual masters on the vibrational essence of sacred objects. The person who performs the spiritual ritual to make an object consecrated or special has a big impact on the object's energy. it's crucial to understand that the energies imbued within these objects are not uniformly beneficial. They are greatly influenced by the intentions and vibrations of the spiritual master who performs the consecration. Much like a master chef blending flavors in a complex dish, the spiritual master harmonizes a palette of energies within the object. When prepared meticulously, these consecrated objects become reservoirs of life-affirming vibrations, akin to a nourishing gourmet meal for the soul. However, just as a chef could potentially add harmful elements to a dish, a spiritual master with distorted or malicious energies could imbue an object with less than harmonious vibrations. These could range from mere energetic distortions to the dark extremes of black magic. Amulets and talismans created under such circumstances become energetic Pandora's boxes, potent yet perilous. So, when you align your own energy with such an object, much like consuming a meal, you are essentially absorbing its essence into your spiritual and emotional fabric. If you've chosen wisely, the effect is like partaking in a soul-nourishing feast. Your energies align, your internal frequencies harmonize, and you may experience an upliftment of your emotional and spiritual state. On the other hand, aligning with an object consecrated with distorted energies is akin to consuming a contaminated or poisonous meal. Just as such a meal could lead to physical sickness or even grave illness, a distorted object can inflict spiritual and emotional malaise upon you. This is why the stories you hear about people experiencing negative shifts in their well-being, or even darker phenomena like possession, often stem from their interaction with spiritually compromised objects. Once your energies harmonize with such an object, you effectively open your spiritual and energetic systems to its influence. It becomes a sort of spiritual nutrition, and just like physical food, the quality of the ingredients matters profoundly. If the spiritual master behind the amulet operates from a place of distorted vibrations, it is likely that the spirit bound to the amulet will also be of a similar energetic ilk. When one opens their being to interact with such an object, they are essentially inviting this distorted energy into their personal energy field. It is akin to opening your home to a guest who then proceeds to fill it with chaos and discord. This is not just a matter of caution but of spiritual responsibility. When one chooses to interact with a consecrated object, the harmonization of energies should not be taken lightly. Being aware of the source and the intention behind the consecration is essential. For once you open yourself up, once your heart's magnetic fields align with the object, you enter into a symbiotic relationship with it. It becomes crucial to ensure that this exchange is enriching, enlightening, and in alignment with your spiritual path, rather than a detour into potentially perilous territories. So, as you embark on the path of spiritual enrichment, heed this cautionary advice. Be discerning about the origins and intentions behind the consecrated objects you choose to interact with. Consider them a form of spiritual nutrition, a feast for the soul that can either uplift or deteriorate your being based on the chef, the spiritual master behind its creation. Would you not scrutinize the hygiene and quality of a restaurant before eating its food? Apply the same rigorous criteria to your spiritual endeavors. Choose wisely, for what you consume, whether physical or spiritual, has the power to transform or tarnish your essence.